Wow, wee booze. I'm just back from London and I want to tell you about what I did this afternoon. I went to see the Tracy Emin exhibition on the South Bank. It was called Love Is What You Want. And you know what? I wholeheartedly agree with that. I didn't go because I was a big Tracy Emin aficionado before. Although, if you've listened to me before, you know that my second marital slumber couch was called Tracy, mainly because it was reminiscent of her bed and most likely to be found unmade with probably a few crumbs in it. But now, crikey me, I have to say, I am a fan. I really get where our Trace is coming from. And specifically on the wanting love front. Things that I remember about the exhibition. The most obvious one to me is as you go in, there's this huge wooden centrepiece. I think she built it as a sort of memorial or tribute to her father. It's like a ramshackle pier that's falling to pieces with like a shed at the end. And so it's sort of the whole of the length of this gallery. And so I walked up and down underneath it, one way inspired, I don't know, hopeful expectation. And then I emerged at the other side of the pier, the shed at the end, with extreme disappointment. You know, it was like a journey with all sorts of things being thrown at me that emptied out into nothing. Yeah. There was a bit of welling up going on. I was the only person doing this. Why? Are folk just so, I don't know, inhibited that they just stood on the periphery watching? You know, join in. It's not a one-woman show. Anyway, they didn't. Perhaps they were worried about getting told off by the Rottweilers that guard all these artworks. But it was perfectly okay. So that was the first thing I remember. Another thing I remembered, and I didn't know she did this, there were lots of patchwork blankets full of Tracy's wise words, like making love to you in my mind. You forgot to kiss my soul. And this is probably my favourite. People like you need to fuck people like me. Bit rude, wasn't it? And then at the end, there was a quote, "Meet me in heaven, I will wait for you." Yeah, more blubbing then, because our friend Pete, he died last year. The day before he died, and I went to the hospice, and I was sort of talking quietly into his ear, and to all intents and purposes, he was out of it. And I sort of whispered to him that he was Tony's best friend, that I knew that I would go before Tony, and it would really help me, and I hoped it would help him if he would agree to wait for me. And you know, he just moved. He turned round and he opened his eyes and he nodded and then slipped back. It was sort of a comfort for me and I hope it was a comfort for him. Anyway, I'm digressing from Tracy Emin. And then the rest of the exhibition, there was a lot of Tracy fiddling with herself. You know, I think she's quite famous for that. And there was an awful lot of it. She was either really enjoying it or she was still trying to perfect the perfect fiddle. If she liked, she could borrow the map I drew from her husband.